Amid the volatile financial markets, some analysts say the U.S. could be heading into a double-dip recession. If that happens, what would it look like in Massachusetts? To consider that question, we turn to Alan Clayton Matthews. He's an economist and professor of public policy at Northeastern University. Good morning.
Good morning.
Do you think we're returning to a double-digit recession, or is there a possibility of a rebound here?
Well, the fate of Massachusetts certainly depends on the fate of the country as a whole and the world. And it doesn't look good right now with all the austerity measures being taken in Europe and now proposed in the United States. A climate of uncertainty and fear has settled over markets, and that infects both consumer spending and business investment. And we saw consumer spending fall in June nationally, and why should investors continue to invest if consumers aren't buying?
Well, you know, in 2008 it was the same thing, right? When everything was going crazy, consumer spending went down, confidence went down. Is this different?
Well, luckily it's not of the same magnitude, but we did just see a drop in wealth, stock markets falling nearly 15%. Now, they've given back some, but here in Massachusetts, the Bloomberg Index has fallen 7.5% for the year and nearly 20% since the beginning of July. And for households who are thinking about purchasing some big-ticket items, that loss in wealth is eerily like 2008.
Well, you know, the recession officially, supposedly, ended in 2009, and Massachusetts was said to have done a lot better than other states. What did we learn from that, and is our economy strong enough to come out at least a little bit ahead if this happens again?
Yeah, our strength was in the technology, science-based, and knowledge-based sectors. So information technology, medical science, that's medical devices, biotechnology, and pharmaceuticals, and knowledge-based sectors like consulting. And, you know, the world economy was growing fairly well in the first year of that recovery and boosted this part of the Massachusetts economy. However, going forward, we see a slowdown in information technology activity already, and it was boosted largely by consumers and buying consumer electronics products, and that's a big part of the market, and there could be a slowdown there. As far as medical science is concerned, we're really worried about the austerity measures taking place in Washington now and how that will affect research and development spending, both in science and in technology broadly.
But there are probably a lot of folks at least breathing somewhat of a sigh of relief today that Senator Kerry is on that super committee, so maybe that will help a little bit.
That can only help. But we've had extraordinary growth here in Massachusetts in the first half of this year, and it's hard to see how that can continue with these cutbacks in government spending and proposals to cut back future government spending that will affect the state.
So just briefly, Alan, double-dip recession, yes or no?
I think we can avoid that here. I think the nation is really close to this. We're on the edge. We should continue to do a bit better in Massachusetts because of our technology mix, which favors the state.
Alan Clayton Matthews, economist and professor of public policy at Northeastern University, thanks very much for being with us this morning.
Thank you, Deb.